This is a CKTZ News update. It's been more than 130 years since the land was drained, but fish may soon return to the Dillon Creek wetlands. Project manager Miranda Cross said creating habitat for fish is not one of her objectives.
We may see fish because of the waterfall at Manson's Lagoon. There's no use by salmon of the lakes and Dillon Creek. There are coastal cutthroat trout, which are a blue-listed species at risk, and we also found sculpins. We had Christine and Cease, our local stream keeping experts, come out and do a education event with some youth and some community members, and we were looking at which fish species are in Dillon Creek, and we found coastal cutthroat trout, which we knew were there, as well as some sculpins.
Cross emailed that fish will probably not spawn in the wetlands because they need a special size of gravel for spawning. It's found in the stream channel, not the wetlands.
So because we are not connected year-round to Dillon Creek, we're not expecting high use by fish. However, during flood conditions, the fish will very easily get in there, and that'll be fine. It'll be a nursery ground for fish, and then when we are seeing high waters and intense rain events, they'll be able to leave and reconnect back to the creek and the lake. I've walked Dillon Creek in its entirety below the Cortez Bay Y culvert, and we've seen cutthroat trout in the pools all along the creek. So we expect to see them. However, fish eat frogs, eggs, and little frogs. So it'd be great to have not too many fish in there so that we can have successful amphibian breeding, which we will too, because the B site won't have any fish in it. They won't be able to access that site.